SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The House votes to send more taxpayer dollars to protect borders overseas.
The ayes are 311 and the nays are 112. The bill is passed.
It's part of a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall.
From Putin's full-scale invasion of Ukraine to Chairman Xi threatening Taiwan and the Pacific to the Ayatollah rearing his ugly head, invading Israel through his proxies. The eyes of the world are upon us.
Many conservatives oppose the foreign funding. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Not to secure our own border that is invaded every single day.
Senate passage is expected. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The House swiftly approved $95 billion in foreign aid and the Ukraine after months of the hard work. It's also tied up in TikTok, the whole package going to the Senate now, which could pass like by Tuesday. President Biden signing legislation reauthorizing a key U.S. surveillance law after divisions over whether the FBI should be restricted from using the program to search for Americans' data forced the statute to lapse. The measure extends for 2 years the program known as Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Also at SRNNews.com, Kyiv on the offensive.
Ukraine has launched a series of drone attacks across Russia, which appears to target the country's energy infrastructure. Russian officials say around 50 drones were shot down by air defenses over 8 Russian regions close to the Ukrainian border. More than 2 people died during the overnight barrage. In recent months, Ukraine has increasingly targeted Russian refineries and oil terminals. Ukrainian drone developers have been extending the weapons range for
That's Srika Ann Garcia reporting. This is SRN News. Looks like women more than men embrace likely the LGBT lifestyle.
A new Gallup poll finds that 8.5% of females in this country identify as something other than heterosexual, compared to just 4.7% of men. Amongst women who are LGBT, the vast majority say they are bisexual. The situation intensifies within the ranks of the youngest American adults. Nearly 30% of women in Generation Z are embracing the LGBT lifestyle. Only 11% of men are doing so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In England, a Muslim student who wanted to pray during lunchtime lost a court fight against a strict London school that banned prayer on campus. A high court judge says the female student had accepted she would be subject to religious restrictions when she enrolled. The secular school in the Wembley area imposes a rigid set of rules and discipline on its diverse body of students, half of whom are Muslim. SRN News. Attorneys for the BNSF Railway find themselves in court.
The lawyers told Montana that the railroad should not be held liable for the lung cancer deaths of 2 former residents of an asbestos-contaminated Montana town. Railroad attorney Chad Knight said the W.R. Grace Mining Company did not tell them that the vermiculite it was hauling around the country was dangerous. The town of Libby, Montana, is among the deadliest sites in the federal Superfund pollution program. The estates of the deceased plaintiffs say dust from a rail yard caused their death. The jury met briefly Friday and planned to resume deliberations on Monday. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
3 of the 5 teenagers shot in a Maryland park during a high school senior skip day Friday have been released from the hospital, while the condition of the most seriously injured student has improved. Several hundred students were at the park at the time. No suspects. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.